الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, we are living in a time, an era and a period where the entire world without exception is gripped in poverty. Half the world is gripped in the common poverty. There is no access to food, to drinks, literally living below the bread line, which we refer to as abject poverty. And the other half of the world, I'm afraid, is gripped in the hunger for power. Power hungry. While both these hungers pose a threat to our existence on earth and constantly hamper the formation of an ideal society, let me remind you, at times the latter hunger, and that's the hunger for power, poses a greater threat than the hunger for food. A hungry man would potentially steal a loaf of bread or snatch a morsel, while a man hungry for power will kill to secure position. The most tragic situation would be where the masses of a nation are gripped in abject poverty and the leadership of the very nation are divided in their hunger for power. Islam has provided us with the solution to rid the world, to free the world of both the hungers, if only we implement it. If you study the inaugural speeches, if you study the inaugural speeches of the rightly guided Khulafa and those who followed them with nobility and virtue, you will find a common thread that weaved them together. Every one of them, when they took office, in inverted commas, there was no office those days. When they took the reins of the Islamic Empire, there was no reins. But for purpose of understanding, we use those terminologies. In essence, when they became responsible, every one of them in their inaugural speech said, I'm not the best to lead you. Free me of this obligation. Tell someone else to come and sit down. For heaven's sake, I'm not the right man. And the masses said, you are the man. So he said, okay, if you insist that I lead you, then obey me as long as I obey Allah. And when I deviate, there is no obedience towards me. I'm afraid these slogans have disappeared into thin air. They have become unheard. And the only slogan today that is heard, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. This was the slogan chanted by Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, which marks the opening verses of the 13 Juz, where he said, O people of Egypt, O the Egyptians, make me in charge and trust your matters to me. I will rule you with respect and dignity. Now, he was a prophet of Allah and hence justifiably correct for him to make the statement he made. Today the average human is devoid of knowledge and nobility, yet he claims the slogans that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna lan nasta'mila ala amalina man arada." We will not delegate a post to those who passionately seek it. So what I'm saying is, what a tragic situation we are living in. Half the world gripped in poverty, where literally a family living off $2, and those that are living in wealth and affluence and in the lap of luxury, they unfortunately gripped in the modern day poverty. Now, that's just the little that I touched here. While the world continues to contend with the ripple effects of the economic meltdown, and it hurts the economy deeper and deeper day by day, as Muslims, what is our obligation to fellow humans and to fellow Muslims? How do we view ourselves in this economic meltdown? One is to look with the eye of a consumer and to say it's a buyer's market. Cars have been repossessed. People have been laid off. Homes have been repossessed. There's a drop in the value. So get into the market, make your money, and you'll see it. This is the time to get in. That's the consumer's eye. What is the eye of a believer? Can I not rescue the plight of my brother? Can I not come to the avail and to the aid of my brother? During the reign of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, there was drought and there was famine. أَسْرَعَ النَّاسُ نَحْوَ بَيْتِ أَبِي بَكْرِ So the people came running to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he said, there is an economic crisis. Things are tough. The times are bad. Really, we don't have food. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu consoled them and said, إِنَّكُمْ لَا تُمْسُونَ حَتَّى يُفَرِّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ By the evening, I am optimistic that Allah will make an opening for you from this crisis. By the evening. Before the set of evening, Uthman radiallahu anhu returned with one of his caravans with handsome profit. And the news started spreading in Medina that Uthman had a very successful venture, his return with food and grains, and it was very, very profitable. So everybody made their way to the house of Uthman radiallahu anhu. They knocked on the door, قَرَعُوا al-bab. Uthman radiallahu anhu opens the door. He welcomes them all. They say, listen, O Uthman, we are the tradesmen and the businessmen of Medina, and we have the financial muscle, and you know of the crisis, the economic crisis, that is hurting the people of Medina. And we've been told that you've come with a very successful return. If you allow us, we would like to sit down and negotiate and strike a deal. So Uthman radiallahu anhu said, Ya ma'ashara tujjar, kam turbihunani ala shira'i min ash-sham. I have come with a very profitable transaction and I have made sufficient funds. What are you ready to offer me for the food and the grain that I have? So they sat down amongst themselves. It was a panel of real, you know, viable, dynamic businessmen. They said, لِلْعَشْرَةِ إِثْنَا عَشْرَ dirham. A kitab called الرِّقَّةُ وَالْبُكَى makes mention of the narration. What landed you at 10 dirhams, we will give you 11 dirhams for it. So you'll make yourself a dirham on every article, on every parcel that you sell to us. Uthman radiallahu anhu looked at it and he said, I'm afraid, قَدْ زَادَنِي, I've been offered a better deal. So they sat amongst themselves again, and they said, okay, we'll up it by a dirham, لِلْعَشْرَةِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ dirham. What landed you at 10, we will give you 12. Uthman radiallahu anhu said, I don't want to sound greedy, but I'm afraid I have a tangible offer on the table that's double than what you are offering me. So they said in great astonishment, لَمْ يَبْقَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تُجَّار. Uthman, the businessmen are we hold the economic muscle, we pull the shots, we dictate the moves. Who can put an offer for you on the table better than what we've offered you? He said, زَادَنِ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِكُلِّ دِرْهَمٍ عَشْرَةَ دَرَاهِمٍ My Allah has offered me that if I don't exploit the desperation of others and I respond to their call and I aid them in their crisis, then on one, he says, I'll return with minimum 10. Are you ready to up the offer of Allah? Are you ready to up the offer of Allah? When the world finds the picture more gloomy, as Muslims, these are our teachings. I'm afraid, leave alone responding to the call of others, it has become difficult for us to see the prosperity of others. You know, somebody said it very beautifully, in a very profound way in the Urdu language, log apne dukh se dukhi nahi hai, dusro ke sukh se dukhi hai. Log apne dukh se dukhi nahi hai, dusro ke sukh se dukhi hai. People are not depressed and miserable because of their pain and their agony. They are depressed and suicidal because of the prosperity of others. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man naffasa 'an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi ad-dunya, naffasa Allahu 'anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawm al-qiyamah. You stand up and touch the life of someone and free him of a financial or any other related difficulty, and Allah promises to free you from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. There are many who came in this world and claim slogans of sympathy, but none can dare come close to the profound statement of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, "Man taraka malan fali ahli, wa man taraka daynan aw diya'an fa alayya." He who dies leaving behind a rich legacy, tell him his wealth must be distributed amongst his heirs. Being his Nabi, I don't want a cent from his legacy. But whisper in his ears and tell him, if he dies behind leaving debts and children, his Nabi will settle those debts and father those children. If you die leaving behind a legacy, fali ahli, I don't want anything of it. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ دَيْنًا أَوْ ضِيَاعًا فَعَلَيَّ. And if you've left behind children, then I will take care of their children. Those are my children. Now I want to share with you an amazing incident from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which supports the theory. And I use this because it is topical. We all know what we are experiencing today in the world. Globally speaking, it's hurting each man. Person is trying to break even in his life. What are our duties towards our fellow humans, to fellow Muslim brothers, in the broadest context? After the Battle of Uhud, after the campaign of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day looked at Jabir radiallahu anhu, and he said, "Mali araka munkasiran ya Jabir." Jabir, you're looking shattered, you're looking depressed, you're looking lonely, you're looking isolated, you're looking disturbed and perturbed. Can I help out? Is there something I can do for you? He said, "Oh Prophet of Allah, yeah, I've got major issues in my life. I've got major issues in my life." So the Prophet said, "And what are your major issues?" He said, "Ustushhida abi yawma Uhud wa taraka daynan wa 'iyalan." O Nabi of Allah, my father was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. I'm the eldest of the children at home. I'm the only male. So I had to now overnight mature, and I had to assume responsibility, and I have to now take charge and account of all the debts of my father. A. B. I'm obviously concerned about what has happened with my father in Akhirah, like any other person would be. Third, I've got siblings. وَتَرَكَ أَخَوَاتٌ صِغَارٌ. I have 7 young sisters. Now I need to get married. I need to see my sisters get married. I need to respectively get them wedded, see to my father's debts. So really, I'm not in a good position. What were the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And that's the theme of what I want to speak. Then let us stand up today and go touch the life of someone. Let's go and make a difference to someone's life. In whatever way I have, in the little that Allah has given me, and I am aware of someone that is in some crisis, let me go and touch his life, and divinely Allah will touch my life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let's start off with your father. Ala ubashshiruka bima laqiya Allah bihi abak. Jabir, can I tell you how things unfolded with your dad in the year after? I said, please do, O Nabi of Allah. That would be the greatest. I mean, every man is desirous to know. He prays. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, when Umar ibn Khattab passed away, دعوت الله سنة أن يريني عمر ابن الخطاب في المنام. For 1 year consecutively, I prayed to Allah. I said, Allah, Umar was a great man. I really want to see him in a dream. I just want to know how things opened up for him in the year after. I wonder if you will say, and exactly after 1 year, I seen Umar and he was in great gardens of bliss and happiness. And he said, لقيت رؤوفا رحيما. Oh, Ibn Abbas, that's all I want to tell you in a nutshell. When I got to Allah, I was welcomed by a loving and a kind Allah. So the Prophet said, oh, Jabir, can I start off with your dad? I said, please do. He said, ما كلم الله أحدا قط إلا من وراء حجاب وإنه أحيا أباك فكلمه كفاحا. Never did Allah speak to anyone but behind a veil. That's the declaration of the Quran. It's the emphatic mention in the Quran in Surah Shura in the 25th juz. وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah speaks of the three avenues through which Allah communicates. But Jabir, your father had an amazing privilege. He arrived in the court of Allah as a VIP. وَإِنَّهُ أَحْيَى أَبَاكْ فَكَلَّمَهُ كِفَاحًا. Allah said, remove all the veils. I want to speak to Jabir one-on-one, heart-to-heart. So Allah spoke to your father one-on-one, and Allah said, تَمَنِّي أُعْطِكْ. Make a request and consider it approved. Said, oh my Lord, you've accepted my life. Revive me so I represent my life. Allah said, well, that is decided. Once you've died, once you've passed away, there is no return. Baraka wajhu Jabir sururan. The depressed Jabir now suddenly has a smile on his face. And there is a glimpse of hope. And it revives him to an extent. It rejuvenates him. وَسُرَّ سُرُورًا بَالِغًا لِلَّذِي جَرَى لِوَالِدِهِ مِنَ الْكَرَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. And it will bring joy to anyone. It will bring joy. If you know your father enjoyed a privilege at some post or at some governmental position or vice versa, father sees for the son, it brings joy and honor to the extended family, only to know that your father enjoyed VIP in the court of Allah. The words of no language can encapsulate the sentiments of such a son. He says, okay, O Prophet of Allah, that's one aspect of my life that I can sigh with relief. But then I need to obviously get married. I need to see to my sisters. And most importantly, I have the debts of my father. I need to come debt free. Inna abi taraka daynan walam yatruk malan illa ha'it fihi nakhil. He left behind one orchard in which there's barely a date palm. And I'm afraid the people are really putting pressure on me. The creditors are really putting pressure. فَانْتَلِقْ مَعِي لِكَيْ لَا يَفْحَشْ عَلَيَّ الْغُرَمَاء. Because they really want to now take me to the cleaners. So the Prophet ﷺ said, go to them and speak to them and ask them for some grace. And I will come one of the days in the afternoon. And we'll sit down and I will try and strike a deal and see how we can help resolve the estate of your father and clear the debts and the liabilities. So anyway, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I go there, I sit down in the orchard, everybody comes demanding, yeah, your father died, he owes us money, we're going to sue you, we're going to do this to you, where's the money, give it to us. So he said, I tried to pacify them, I tried to appease them, some of them would just react abruptly and say, Mali wali abil qasim. I got nothing to do with your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want my money. He said, I'm trying to do it. Just imagine how responsible the youth of those times were, that he took on the burden of his father without a frown on his forehead. I'm afraid today the cycle has been reversed. Many elderly parents have to bear the debts of their children. And what he did, he splashed the money. He threw the money, he wasted the money, and that old man, unfortunately, from his saving, is now trying to clear the debts of his son. What a reverse of a situation. Be it as it may, the Prophet ﷺ comes, tafa bit tamari, he walks into the orchard, wada'a bil barakati, and then he makes dua to Allah to bless the dates. And then he says, Jabir, ud'uhum wa killahum. Jabir, call them, and now start giving out and paying them in their quantity respectively, proportionately to the debt incurred by your father. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, in my heart, I was hopeful if the debt got cleared. And even if I came home with nothing, just that I know the debt is cleared, I am happy. I took the name of Allah and I started paying, respectively. So many dates, so many tons, so many kilos. We started clearing, only to know the debts were cleared, and I had more dates than what I actually had before we started paying everyone. So I was elated. I was ecstatic. I ran home and I said, لَقَدْ وَفَّ اللَّهُ ذِمَّةَ أَبِي. لَقَدْ وَفَّ اللَّهُ ذِمَّةَ أَبِي. Listen, we got good news. Allah has settled the debts of my father. جَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَدَعَى بِالْبَرَكَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ came, he prayed for barakah. Allah blessed the orchard, Allah blessed the dates, and everything has been cleared. He said, in the interim, I decided I need to settle down. I got married. And thereafter came the campaign of Ghazwatu Dhatu Riqa. So I joined the campaign with the Prophet ﷺ. So stage by stage, my life was now taking shape. I obviously had consolation regarding my father in Akhirah. The debts of my father was cleared. I took the next step in life. I got married. But obviously my sisters were still at home. So things were gradually taking shape. But it was far from over. Here comes another setback in my life. We return in from the campaign, Ghazwatu Dhatu Riqa, and everybody is moving ahead of me. وَقَدَ عَلَى جَمَلًا أَحْمَرْ بَطِيئًا. And Jabir radiallahu anhu was mounted onto his reddish camel, which was very slow and sluggish. So from the distance, the Prophet ﷺ calls out and he says, مَا لَكَ يَا Jabir? Jabir, what's up? He says, أَبْطَ أَبِي جَمَلِي. O Prophet of Allah, you know me, I don't know, I'm just coming right with my debts. Now my car gives up. Just coming right in place and yeah, the camel wouldn't move. Subhanallah. And that's my problem. So the Prophet ﷺ said, that's not an issue, Jabir. You stay as you are. أَعْطِنِي الْعَصَى. Give me the whip that is in your hand. فَضَرَبَ بِهَا الْجَمَلِ. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet ﷺ gently stroke the camel with my whip. You know, and this brings tears to my eyes. Even the animals knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the Muslim of today shuns him. Jabir said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam struck the camel, كَأَنَّمَا نُشِتَ مِنْ عِقَالٍ. It was like as if the animal was unshackled. مَضَى مُسْرِعًا يُسَابِقُ جَمِيعَ الْإِبِلِ بَلْ لَقَدْ سَبَقَهَا كُلَّهَا. And the next best thing, the gallop, the trot, the pace, it excelled everyone. So everybody's like, Jabir, what's happening? I'm like, Asabathu barakatun. Don't ask me, the Prophet of Allah touched it. So everybody's like, Jabir, where you filling gas? Don't ask me, the Prophet of Allah's blessed hand. Now just look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm saying, let's get into one another's lives and help them, elevate them, motivate them, inspire them. That is what is Iman all about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes from the back and he says, Kayfa tara jamalaka ya Jabir? Jabir, how do you find your camel? Bi khairin ya Rasulallah asabathu barakatuk. O Prophet of Allah, she's moving like a dream. Never before did I see my conveyance move at this pace. مَا مَشَى مِشْيَةً قَبْلَهَا. Never before did I enjoy this control and this swiftness on the conveyance. Jabir said, then the Prophet of Allah posed a challenging question to me. He said, Oh Jabir, would you sell me your camel? In my heart I said, when it wasn't moving good, that was the time to sell. This is not the time to sell. But how dare I say to the Prophet of Allah anything? Just look at what a human he was. Oh Jabir, would you sell me your camel? I'm like, O Nabi of Allah, bal ahabuhu. How can I sell it to you? If you want, yeah, you can have it. I'll give it to you as a gift. The Prophet said, no, I don't want to take anything free. You sell it to me. So Jabir said, I'm trying to like change the topic because now it's moving well. The car is in order. You know, now is not the time to sell, man. But anyway, the Prophet said, I'm going to take it. So Jabir said, make a price. So the Prophet said, أَخَذْتُهُ بِدِرْهَمْ. Okay, Jabir, I'll give you a dollar. I'll give you a dirham. Now just look at this. These are the words of the hadith. Jabir said, إِذَنْ تَغْبِنَنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Prophet of Allah, forgive me for being harsh. But that's like cheating. I mean, a dollar for a camel, let's be real. Allah's Nabi. But what a human he was. What a man he was. So I said, okay, O Prophet of Allah, dirham now, let's talk serious. So the Prophet said, okay, أَخَذْتُهُ بِدِرْهَمَيْنِ. I'll give you $2. Come on. O Prophet of Allah, let's be serious. The Prophet said, okay, ثَلَاثَةَ دَرَاهِمْ, $3. And Jabir said, I'm saying, O Prophet of Allah, you know, rather than I give it to you free, because I mean, $3 is not going to get me anywhere in life, I might as well give it to you free and get reward. حَتَّى بَلَغَ أُوْقِيَّةً مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ. The Prophet said, okay, how about 1 ounce gold? فَتَذَكَّرَ جَابِرٌ أَنَّ لِرَجُلٍ عَلَيْهِ أُقِيَّةً مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ. Just when the Prophet made the proposal of 1 ounce gold, Jabir recalled that I'm owing someone an ounce of gold. So he said, yeah, that would work well, because as it is, I'm owing, and if you give me that 1 ounce, I'll clear that debt of mine. You can keep the camel, O Prophet of Allah, and I'll settle my debt. The Prophet said, that's fine, and the deal was concluded. So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I'm saying, O Prophet of Allah, but I mean, we finalized the agreement now, but if I dismount, how do I get to Medina? So, you know, just tell me the ride till Medina. So the Prophet said, لَكَ ظَهْرُهُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. That's fine. You keep on riding. In Medina, we will finalize it officially. But in principle, it's a done deal. We've wrapped up the agreement. He said, that's okay. Jabir said, now suddenly, it's moving so swiftly, I'm trying to hold back so that I don't go ahead of the Prophet out of disrespect. And I'm pulling back. And then I come close to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, I started crying. After doing the deal, I heard no less than 25 times the Prophet ﷺ took my name and made dua for me. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. Hatta adda 25 marra. I'm like, look at my Nabi. Just look at his compassion. What a human he is. I got behind him and I'm listening to him making this dua. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. Allahumma ghfir li Jabir. And I counted consciously 25 times he took my name and made dua. As we get close to Medina, Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I got excited and I started changing gears and off I went. So the Prophet said, Ma yu'ajjiluka ya Jabir. Jabir, where are you off to? He said, O Prophet of Allah, hadithu ahdin bi'ursin. I got married recently, so obviously my wife is waiting. You just got to bear with me, O Prophet of Allah. I'm young, newly married. I mean, look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's returning from a campaign. It's the golden era. It's the pinnacle of spirituality. Yet he drops himself down to the level of his ordinary companion. And he said, Thayyiban am bikran. Jabir, you didn't tell us you got married. By the way, is she young or old? Subhanallah. These are not my words. These are the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Jabir said, I said, Thayyiban ya Rasulallah. She's a bit elderly. She was previously married. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even casually joked with me and he said, Halla bikran tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk. Jabir, you young. Perhaps someone young would have been more compatible. He then told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then this is again the maturity of the youth of that time. He said, O Prophet of Allah, مات أبي وترك أخوات صغار فكرهت أن أتزوج مثلهن. O Prophet of Allah, my father passed away. He left behind siblings, young girls. Now I thought, I am the man of the house. I need to get married to a woman who will be a spouse to me and a mother to my sisters. So I needed to forego my personal passion of a young girl to accommodate the responsibility that was on my shoulders. And I didn't want to bring another girl in the house, i.e. the age of my sisters. So I said, someone in between, motherly to my sisters and a spouse to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Asabta ya Jabir. Jabir, I salute your move. Allah will bless you. That's maturity. He says, I got home. I will end shortly. The time has lapsed. I get home. I tell my wife, you know what? Everything went well. And then my camel wasn't moving good. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched it. And it got blessed. And subhanallah, everything was excellent. And thereafter, I had a setback. After everything is arranged, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sell it to me. So my wife comforted me. She said, don't worry. Be brave. Be courageous. Tomorrow morning, take the camel, give it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Prophet of Allah, hadha jamalu. This is your camel. So she encouraged me. She motivated me. And I took courage. I took courage. I said, I will do as he said. Anyway, in the morning, as my wife said, in the morning I got up, I went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I put the camel there, I tied it. I said, O Prophet of Allah, hadha jamaluk, this is your camel, as we've agreed while we were returning from the battle and the campaign. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, correct, that's correct. Al jamalu jamaluna, this is my camel. Yeah. And it's moving good now, this is my camel. So I'm like looking at it with a heavy heart, but no problem. Whatever is decided, is decided. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal, أعطيه أوقية من ذهب وزده. Oh Bilal, take Jabir and give him the money I promised him, and don't tell him, give him extra as well. Go and give him so many ounces of gold extra, and then when he tells you why is this, then just tell him Allah's Nabi gave it to him. So Jabir says, I go with Bilal, I leave the camel, we get there, Bilal radiallahu anhu takes out the 1 ounce of gold and he gives it to me. And I'm like, happy, this is my amount, and that's it. And then he takes out another ounce of gold and he gives it to me. Did you ever hear about this year that a man, yeah, then he goes, they don't want to give you what you want. You're like, the $10 is making it 8. And here a man says, you take 15. So he gives him extra. So I said, Mahadi is ziyada ya Bilal. Bilal, where does this extra gold come from? He says, this is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I know nothing about it. So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I was over the world. I said, I can settle my debt and I still have gold in my hands so I can start something new. As I take it and I walk, someone calls me from the rear. So Jabir, Bilal says, Ajib Rasulallah ya Jabir. Oh Jabir, I think the Prophet ﷺ is calling you. You just want to see there. I don't know what he wants. So Jabir said, in my heart, I thought, now what? The camel is sold. The money is in my hand. I hope he's not taking that extra back. But anyway, let's see what's this. Look at the Nabi of Allah. Where do you begin to speak about his greatness? I go back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Istawfayta thaman ya Jabir." Jabir, you got the money? I said, "Yes, alhamdulillah, wa jazakallahu ala ma zittani." And by the way, O Prophet of Allah, I really appreciate the extra gold that came my way. It means a lot. It will go a long way with my family. Jazakallah, may Allah bless you. He said, "Come ya Jabir." خُذْ رَأْسَ جَمَلِكَ Jabir, come hold this camel and take it and go. I said, oh Prophet of Allah, what do you mean? He said, الْجَمَلُ وَالثَّمَنُ لَكَ Jabir, I was just playing with you. How can I take anything? The camel is yours, the gold is yours, the money is yours, the extra is yours. مَا كُنْتُ لِأَخُذَهُ Jabir, you know, how can I take something from you? But I wanted to engage you. I wanted to soften you. I wanted to motivate you. I wanted you to feel good about it. لَقِيَ يَهُودًا يَعْرِفُهُ As he leaves on the way, he meets his non-Muslim friends. He says, come, I tell you about my prophet. Now today, unfortunately, when we have to talk about our Muslims, in our dealings, in our social, I'm afraid the reflection is not too impressive. I met my Nabi now. He purchased my camel. Then he returned the camel. Paid me for the camel and gave me additional money. He said, you mean this is what your prophet has done? He says, exactly. He says, well, then this is the faith to embrace. He says, I go home. I tell my wife, glad tidings. She says, what's up? I said, take a guess. She said, I don't know. What must I say? She says, you know what? I gave the Prophet the camel. He returned the camel and the money. His wife said, Wallahi laqad dhanantu annahu sayaf'al hadha. I swear by Allah, when you came back and you told me the Prophet of Allah bought the camel, Allah is my witness, I knew in my heart he will return that camel with the money to you. I knew it. Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I rode that camel for the reign of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr, towards the latter part of Umar, the animal became very weak and lean, and then I donated it to the national treasury. And with regards to that additional money that was given, he said, myself and my family lived off that money for years and decades. I'm saying in a nutshell, my brother, my time has lapsed. We understand the crisis that has gripped the world. Let's touch the life of someone. Look at how the Prophet ﷺ empowered the life of Jabir. How he assisted Jabir. And because of that, the barakah that will come, Allah inspire us and instill within us this zeal, this enthusiasm that we rescue the crisis of others, we help one another in these challenging moments. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.